We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you to this week's segment of Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Max Heineman, joined with my co-host, Liam Davis. We're going to talk about some past Arabian sports from last week. It was, for the most part, it was pretty successful, but, you know, there's a few hiccups in the road. Boys basketball lost to Mount Vernon, and, you know, it was kind of unfortunate. The game, it was 62-47, right?
Yeah. Those Knights fell. Mount Vernon's a really good team. They're led by the senior Luke Ertl and the junior Max Vise. Luke Ertl, he was the big name that we were talking about all week last week. He ended up with 26 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game. He got 26 points is pretty impressive.
He shot 10 for 17 from the field also.
Yeah, I was watching the game with Michael Hooker, a former Arabian Sports Network sports staff person, and he was telling me about Luke Ertl, and he was like, he takes a minute to get going, but once he does, he's dominant, and he can score whenever he wants. But
that was not the case on Friday.
It took him a minute.
He missed his like first two shots.
Yeah, but he didn't start really scoring until like a minute left.
He had
in the
four
first
assists
quarter.
In the first quarter.
Well, that's what me and Michael were saying, that he's going to be a perfect fit for Purdue just because he fits into that offense so well. Because like what we saw, like he'd drive in and then he just overhead passed it to somebody in the corner or somebody down low like Max Vise and just get an easy bucket.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be a perfect fit for Purdue. And, you know, Purdue got them a good one. But, you know, hats off to Brent Gray. He didn't have the best performance going 0 for 6 and only having 1 point. But, you know, when Brent was on Luke Ertl, he was keeping him from scoring a little bit. And me and my parents were talking about that. And we were like, that was pretty good defense whenever Brent was on him.
Yeah, Brent's been the guy to guard the other team's main player. Westfield, he guarded Drew Hafner, who's committed to Abilene Christian. So it wasn't a power four Division I basketball player, but Brent Gray still held him to 0 points in the first half. And then Brent ended up guarding Luke Ertl last Friday night. But the times that he was on him, he was forcing Luke Ertl to pass the ball. But other times, Luke Ertl would, like, caught heat checks just from the team scoring, going, like, back-to-back trips of scoring. So then Luke Ertl would put up a deep three, and it'd fall because Luke Ertl can just do that every time. But also, the Arabians, their past two games, LaPel, Mount Vernon, they have not been able to shoot the ball at all. It's been earlier in the year, they shot the ball really well. Anderson, they shot the ball good. Westfield, they shot the ball good. But then these last two games, it hasn't been bright spots from behind the arc for the Arabians.
Yeah, and the senior Hayden Fox only having 3 points, I think, also kind of hurt the Arabians a little bit. You know, he's one of the leaders of the team. He's one of the captains of the team. And, you know, whenever you are one of the leading scorers just behind Cooper Sims and you only shoot 5 shots, you know, you got to get going a little bit and, you know, start putting stuff up or running different things. But, you know, we don't see that a lot out of Hayden Fox. And, you know, luckily Cooper Sims was kind of able to up the scoring a little bit, having 18 points, going 6 for 11. And Ashan Singh, you know, having 14 points, 5 for 7, you know, getting a lot of his points from, or getting a few points from the free throw line. He had a little bit of a weight advantage against the junior Max Weiss. You know, he was able to get downhill a little bit and get to the rim. But what I like to see out of Pendleton Heights is that they played fast. You know, they had a good amount of fast break points, getting the ball down the court. The press breaker kind of worked. But, you know, there's a few times where they would turn the ball over. But, you know, you're going to see that out of a team like Mount Vernon who has a player like Luke Ertl.
Yeah, but that's enough talk for the boys' side of basketball. We can go ahead and go over to the girls' side. The Lady Arabians pulled off a huge upset against Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals. They won that game 49-44. Aubrey Warfel was their leading scorer of 14 points. She shot very well. She went 4-for-5 from three. At one point, she was 4-for-4. Ada Huffer was the second leading scorer with 13 points. She ended up with a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. And that was a really good game, especially Hamilton Southeastern's roster with Kaylee Stidham and KK Holman, both Division I athletes. Kaylee Stidham, who dropped 20 points, 5 rebounds. She's committed to Florida to play basketball also. So great win there. And then they also caught another very good win against Delta, which me and you ended up calling that game.
Yeah, that game was fun to call.
Yeah, Coach Rogers at the end of the game, like, he was very proud of his girls for what they did. Delta is a really good, really physical team. The final score of that game was 62-55. Ada Huffer had quite the night, you could say. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 6 steals, 2 blocks.
Yeah, no, it was a really good game out of their center, and she's been putting up those numbers all year. But, you know, her on the other side, Jillian Barr, put up 26 points. So that matchup was fun to watch, and we even said that pregame is that's what we're going to watch and how they prepare before the game and stuff like that. And all paid off, especially for Ada Huffer having 27 points. And, you know, it was a good game all around for her. And then on the other side, Jillian Barr with 26 points. And I didn't figure that she was going to score 26 points against Ada Huffer because Ada Huffer's been that defensive anchor for them all year.
Well, also, most of the time, Ada Huffer was not guarding Jillian Barr also. Delta did a great job to get the switch to try to get one of the guards off, especially with Jada McGraw being out and Olivia Jones being out for the Lady Arabians. It was quite the struggle because Ada Huffer, like the times that she was out, they were going small ball, and that's when Jillian Barr would just excel. She had 26 points, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, 4 blocks. And the second leading scorer for the Arabians was Aubrey Warfel once again, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. One of those blocks was early in the game. Delta was going on a scoring spree. Delta was up at this point. I think it was like, or maybe they weren't up, but it was like a 10-point lead. They cut it down to 2, and then they shot that 3 in the corner, and then Aubrey Warfel sent it to like the 5th row in the stands.
Yeah, no, I think that's what, you know, kind of set the Arabians apart in that game. Was that block by Aubrey Warfel. I mean, that was, we don't see that a lot from her. And, you know, that's what Coach Rogers kind of preaches, and that's what a basketball coach wants out of their players, is hustle to the ball and close out, but she didn't want to close out. She wanted to send that to the stance, and she did.
Yeah, and another person on Delta to mention was Addison Barnes, the senior guard, 14 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, but also with 10 turnovers. Which Pendleton Heights did a great job getting steals. They had 12 steals as a team. And both teams had 12 steals and 5 blocks as a team.
Yeah, there was a lot of turnovers in that game. I don't think I've ever seen a game have that many turnovers. And, you know, it was, I mean, for a game that's on a Thursday night, and in the conditions that the roads were in that night, which they weren't that bad, but up north, You know, they got a little bit of snow. I mean, that gym had a lot of energy, and it was really loud at times.
Yeah, and also there was some wrestling meets. I know there was, like, Frankton came to Pendleton and some other schools. It was, like, this – I don't think it was a county – there weren't any more county tournaments, but it was, like, this 5-0 tournament thing. But I'm not quite sure the results of that. And girls swimming and diving, boys swimming and diving also had meets. But once again, those are hard to, like, kind of keep track of. But,
yeah, but
overall, it was a good week.
We're going to talk about those here in a minute. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break. You guys are listening to the Ravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm sitting alongside the head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, Coach Jared Roach. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm good. I was hoping for a cancellation.
Yeah?
We had to settle for a two-hour delay.
Yeah, well, hey, we got to sleep in a little bit. So let's talk about boys basketball. Of course, this week you played Mount Vernon. Very tough team. Took your first loss of the season. How did that feel for the team in the locker room? Obviously, you know, you go 4-0 and then lose a tough one.
It was a top 5 or top 10 opponent. You could tell by the way they scouted that, you know, we didn't sneak up on them. They respected us, and I took that as a positive. I told the guys to take that as a positive. And although the score ended up being at 15, it felt a lot more competitive, and we were a few plays away on each end of the floor from having that one come down to the wire. So, I mean, we got beat by a really, really good Mount Vernon team. Luke Hurdle is the real deal. He hooped. I think I told you after the game, we got to go through them to get out of sectionals. So now we know what our goals are and where we need to be by the time March gets here.
How big of a priority is it to you to, like, sneak and show new things to a team? Or obviously they respected you, but to throw something new at the wall and see if it sticks?
We had a few sets that we threw in. We'll slowly add as we go. I didn't want to do anything crazy outside of our character in an attempt to win a game in December. We'll have some stuff for them come sectional time. But doing it now, I mean, the other night was about us. We needed to see how we stack up against a really, really good opponent. And I think there's a lot of positives to take away, and there's some room for growth. And we were able to talk about that on Saturday, and we're going to work on it today.
You talk a good bit about body language and how much you want your team to look, you know, in it all the way through. I thought they played a very competitive game. Like you said, it felt like it was close. But at the end of the game, they kind of looked deflated and almost demoralized. Did you get that similar feeling? And is that something that they need to work on? Or is it just, you know, it was a shootout kind of game and didn't go their way?
No, I mean, they're down 12 with 3 minutes to play and still playing hard. I want them to be competitive, and I want them to have a drive to win. And I didn't have a big issue with body language. My issue was with some of the things on the floor. But as far as body language, I thought they were together. I thought they were trying to make the right plays. If you told anyone we'd be 4-1 right now, before the year, I think anybody would have taken it. Mm-hmm. We would have loved to have that one, but I walked in on Saturday and said, guys, did the world end? Like, we're good. We get a chance now to try to get the 5-1.
Did the team take it deeper than it was? Is that why you said that?
No, but it's a team that hadn't lost yet. Mm-hmm. And you walk in and it's a down mood, and rightfully so, right? We didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish, but I mean, we did what we did. Like, we guarded the way we guard everyone. We added a couple sets, but nothing crazy. So as I told the team, like, if I'm treating it as a game about us, then that's how you guys need to take it. And right now, Mount Vernon is just a little better than we are. But again, on film, there's a lot of stuff to clean up. So, I still really like this team. I still think we can win a lot of games and compete the right way. It's just a matter of being able to do it against top talent.
I've learned a lot this year in my time at the station about how different a second game against the team is through many different sports. In your history of coaching basketball and being around basketball, how different is a second time you face an opponent compared to the first?
Yeah, very different. And in the case of Mount Vernon, we were not prepared for the physicality of the game. And that was my fault. I did a bad job preparing us for that. When we see them again, we will be ready for it. They were very physical all over the floor, and our guys handled it well in spots, and then it overwhelmed us in others. So, I mean, that will be a point of emphasis. If we're lucky enough to get them in sectionals and have a chance to win the thing, then you better believe we'll be talking about physicality.
So Mount Vernon, with that win, advances to 2-0, leading the Hoosier Heritage Conference currently. Most teams currently are 1-1 or 0-1. You guys play a lot of your conference games about mid to late January. From what I've seen, it's pretty late compared to the rest of the Hoosier Heritage Conference teams. It's kind of put you behind a little bit, but they're also all in a close span where you could go on a nice run. How do you feel about all those games being, you know, a good chunk of time away?
I am very much of the mindset, and I hope that our program is, that we take it one game at a time, one day at a time. So I think, you know, if we continue to grow and trend in the right direction, then that could be an advantage. But, like, I hope our program right now is focused on winning tomorrow night. And then once tomorrow night's over and Wednesday comes, we're worried about Saturday. And then we just take it one game at a time, and the conference standings will take care of themselves. The conference is good this year. Mm-hmm. If you look at early results, the league is tough. You know, if we were going to win the league, we'll need some help. Somebody's going to have to knock off Mount Vernon now. But, again, it's up to us to just play our best basketball each and every night. And that's what we need to worry about.
As a first-year head coach, obviously all coaches, you know, they want to win their sectional. They want to make a deep run. How big of a emphasis was it to you when you got the job, even to now, of like, you know, we need to do all we can to win conference? Because, you know, that's a big thing around here. It hasn't been done in a good bit.
It's definitely important. And it's a sign that you're doing things right. To be fully transparent, I put most of my focus with the team on sectional. Mm-hmm. Just because I want to be playing the best basketball in March. Now, that being said, conference matters a lot, and there's a sense of pride when it comes to your league and league opponents. And it would be a great source of pride for us if we were able to knock them off. But if you finish middle of the pack in your league and you win sectionals, what are people going to talk about in 20 years? It's going to be that sectional championship. So my job and our hopefully our program's focus is just, again, just keep getting better. Keep kind of that same drive that got us to 4-0, and Let's see if we stick together and double down on what makes us good, or if this is our first loss, does it fracture and we kind of start to fall apart? I think our group will double down and come even closer together, but you don't really know until you get to see it. So we'll see tomorrow night how we respond to a loss.
With a lot of the seniors playing a lot of tough years of Arabian basketball here, the program wasn't in an amazing spot when you came here, Coach. They, through that 4-game win streak, they are some of the biggest smiles I've seen here in a long bit. With taking their first loss, obviously that was a defeating loss against a tough Mount Vernon team that's had their number. But what makes you say they're ready to double down and they're ready to build against a tough ranked Garen Catholic team on, I believe that's Tuesday, tomorrow? What makes you say that they're ready to retool, rebuild, and get back out there?
Because the same formula got us to 4-0, and we ran up against the buzzsaw. And again, that was a 5-point game at halftime. If we come out of halftime and make some plays early, that stays a 2-possession game. Mm-hmm. Instead, it ballooned up to 10 plus, and then we could just never. That was where Ertl's so good at. He controlled the game. Anytime it felt like we got momentum, he killed it. So it's if we could go back and get that first 3 minutes of the second half back, it could change the kind of the dynamics of that game. But again, they competed and they played the right way till the end. And I think through early success, we've seen like, hey, we have a plan. And if we stick to that plan, and we can beat good teams. I mean, we've played five, mind you, two of them were 2A, but we've played 5 ranked opponents so far. And tomorrow night, I think Garen, if in the latest Sagarin ratings, is like 16th in 3A. Like, we have played quality opponents, and we've gone 4-1 so far. So, like, just stick to being us. Stick to guarding and running and playing together. We can right the ship after our first loss.
You've seen teams this year not, quote-unquote, give you the respect and fully be prepped to play this Pendleton Heights team. Do you think at this point now you're kind of turning heads a little bit? Obviously, that Mount Vernon one would have done a lot more, but do you think you're turning heads and being like, okay, this Pendleton Heights program is a force to be reckoned with?
That's the goal, and that's also part of the deal, is we didn't sneak up on Mount Vernon. They were ready for us. They kind of defended us in ways that we hadn't seen yet. We got their best shot. And again, we competed. I'm not entirely sure that maybe in years past we would have kept competing. Maybe we roll over and that lead gets really big. So I'm not big on moral victories. But I demand, like, I'm very demanding, and that's on the defensive end, and that's just with the competing. And in those regards, our guys rose to the occasion. We got to clean up some of the offensive stuff. But along with the whole respect thing, we're 4-1 against a good schedule. Like, we're going to get people's best shot now. So now it's even more important that we do what we're capable of and we do what we're supposed to do, because you're not going to catch them on a random weekday where they kind of overlook you. Those kind of victories are now behind us. So now it's about playing the right way and playing to our strengths and doing what we do well night in and night out. Otherwise, you're going to get people's best shot or at least a good effort. And we'll drop some we shouldn't drop. So the reality is, like, it was great to start off hot. That was an unbelievable start. And at 4-1, it's a great start. But now we're going to be well scouted. They're going to have a game plan. Players are going to show up taking you serious. How well can you execute what we're supposed to execute?
Well, that'll wrap it up for this interview, Coach. Kind of a mellow one, but like you said, 4-1. This team's looking hot. I'm excited to see how you guys stack up against Garen tomorrow. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, man.
All right, stay tuned for more here on The Coach's Show. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Life, auto, home, and farm insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm joined alongside the head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. How's your day going today, Coach?
Going good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So we'll start off this week. You had a great week, 2-0. You played the HSC Lady Royals as well as the Lady Eagles from Delta. What's the team feeling and morale past the big week?
You know, like we said, it was a big week, you know, getting a big win against HSC and then having to turn around, you know, 2 days later and play a big conference opponent in Delta. We played that game against Delta kind of banged up. Olivia Jones was out. Jaden McGraw was still out. And then Ellie Warfel was pretty banged up during that one as well and got banged up even worse. So, you know, we're excited to continue, you know, getting better each game and finding ways to win. Going to be another tough matchup, you know, for us against Fishers here coming up. And we're just more so, you know, looking to compete and try to get healthy here as we get closer to tournament time.
Yeah, talking about healthy, of course, Olivia Jones didn't play in that Delta game. How long-term is this Olivia Jones situation going to be? And obviously get into whatever you can and will get into. But, you know, it was a big factor in that Delta game. And, you know, obviously she's a pivotal member of this team.
Yeah, 100%. I think that was pretty eye-opening for a lot of people just to see how important she is and things like that. You know, I'll be honest, I've been dealing with my own health stuff since that Delta game as well. I missed practice Friday and Saturday. So to be honest with you, I don't even know that I'm in the know to be able to comment on that yet. But I do know something that, you know, she's working towards getting better. She's back in school and I know, you know, ready for finals week and everything like that. So I don't anticipate it being something that's going to be, you know, a multiple week thing. But hopefully we can get her back here soon, maybe North Central or Yorktown. If neither of those two happen, maybe at least we can get her back for that holiday tournament at Warsaw and go from there.
Yeah, and, you know, when she was out, Ada Hupford and Aubrey Warfel had quite the week for themselves. Aubrey Warfel, the leading scorer against HSE with 14 points. As well, she had 14 at Delta. And Ada Hupford, 27 points, 14 rebound, her ninth double-double in a row. Your team stepped up. Does that, like, you know, that's got to feel good as a coach that when one of your ones goes down, you've got a team full of depth.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was one of the things that we've talked about with this team. And I was proud of Aubrey. Aubrey hit some big shots early against Delta. And, you know, Ada was one. That was another game that, you know, just hard to watch because of how, you know, how it was officiated and things like that. And, you know, our girls, they stepped up, they answered the bell, and they found a way. Definitely was not as pretty as we wanted. But, you know, sometimes – you know, again, we've said, you know, a win's a win. And, you know, I think it helps. And especially dealing with adversity, finding out, you know, day of that Olivia wasn't going to be able to go and things like that. Again, you're thankful for senior leadership and captains and upperclassmen that can kind of keep everybody on board and keep rolling. So proud of them. And we got to keep it rolling this week.
So with the Christmas break ahead, this is the last coaches show we're going to have for a little bit. I thought it was an important fact to mention last year, December 21st, you kind of started your big win streak heading into the postseason. I believe 11, maybe 12 games off the top of my head. Right now, you're on a four-game win streak, and we're about 6 days out from that December 21st window. How important is for you to get that streak started now ahead of what you did last year?
You know, I think there's been a lot of talk, you know, after beating HSC, you know, everybody's like, well, where are you going to be ranked? And, you know, what about this? And, you know, we're one game at a time. You know, we're like right now, the focus is Fishers. You know, once Fishers is over, then we'll focus our, you know, our attention to North Central. And, you know, I'm trying to keep everybody grounded, especially, you know, dealing with, you know, adversity with injuries and things like that. But again, we just, even with losses, we want to make sure that we're getting better each game. And, you know, we're seeing growth in areas. There's still areas we want to see more growth. Again, we'd love to continue the streak and keep stacking wins, but even if we lose, we just want to make sure that we're competing. So, you know, again, we're working to get better, so that we can be the best we can be when February hits and get everybody healthy.
I understand that from a coaching perspective, but is the team where some of that talk is coming from? I totally see the outside circle, but is anything of that reciprocated by the team, you know, off of that HSE game?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, there were some videos from the locker room, you know, people, you know, seeing they doused me with water pretty good and were excited about it. But, you know, I keep saying that this team is special. And, you know, the one thing that I will say about that is, you know, it was a true 24-hour, you know, like, I feel like our captains, our upperclassmen did a really good job with, you know, hey, that was great. You know, something we hadn't done in, you know, 24 years or, you know, whatever it was, this 24-1 or things like that. But I think when they came back in on that Wednesday, you know, they were pretty centered, ready to roll. I was really proud of, you know, how they handled that. And then again, you know, kind of dealt with some adversity at Delta. Were able to get that through. And then, you know, again, then they show up Friday. I'm not here. We had a good day of practice Friday and Saturday. So again, this group, I'm excited because I think they are hungry and they are driven to, you know, really try to take this as far as we can. So I think even they know, you know, the more you win, the bigger that target on your back gets. But they've really kind of bought into that game by game grind of getting better and, you know, using a Coach Richmond phrase of, you know, trust the process. You know, that's where they're kind of buying into, and we're working just one game at a time.
Yeah. Talk about some of your wins so far this year. One that really stuck out to me was Westfield. They are 9-3 currently, with tonight's being one of their losses. First in their conference, they've got wins over Fishers, Lawrence North, many really good teams. A lot of your wins this year are aging pretty well. I mean, that HSC one, that's a really high ranked team, so that's going to age great. What does that mean to you to see your wins aging great?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think the last update on the Sagarin, which, you know, we've talked about polls and things like that before. Sagarin is what I look at the most.
Us as well.
And, you know, I really think that after this previous week, I think our schedule went from like somewhere in the 20s to up to now it's in the top 10 in the state. And that's probably because we played two teams, you know, from the top 64. But again, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, we want to put our girls in situations, you know, like HSC, like Westfield, Mike LC, Noblesville, Carmel, you know, we feel like we want to challenge ourselves to put ourselves in a tournament environment more often than not. So, you know, absolutely. I think, you know, that that Westfield win was huge. I don't know that there's many teams that have beat them by double digits. We talk about the Lawrence Central game all the time. Lawrence Central gets beat by Ron Colley, which I think didn't have a very big win against Mount Vernon. And we beat Mount Vernon pretty easily. So I just think it goes to show that there's a lot of parity right now in girls basketball. I think even looking at a lot of the polls, voters are struggling to say, who is number one. There's not a lot of consensus. I think there's like four or five teams receiving votes for that number one spot. So, again, I think our schedule's tough. I think, if we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to have a pretty good one, hopefully, up in Warsaw, against Columbia City and Fort Wayne Lures, and then hopefully Warsaw as well. And, throughout the rest of January, we've got some big ones coming as well.
Why do you think there is so much parity in this season of girls basketball? I watch a lot of fighting, so I can relate it to that. And they say you can't do MMA math because it'll just go in a circle. This guy's beat this guy.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with girls basketball right now. Is it still too early in the season where these teams are underdeveloped? Why do you think?
That's the million-dollar question, I think. I think, honestly, it's because there's so much talent. I think the North has quite a bit more talent than they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the North, a lot of those teams from the North have scheduled a lot of teams from down here, whether it's, one-day shootout events or something like that. But again, I think what it is showing is that, 4A is up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
There's Norwell, there's Valpo, there's Homestead, Warsaw up north. And then, there's a lot of teams down here, Brownsburg, who thumped us pretty well, LC, Pike, Plainfield's up there, HSC. I mean, there are just so many teams, littered throughout that top 10, top 15. They all have their nuances. And, you could fight yourself in a circle, and that's absolutely true because, I just gave you some stats about, Ron Colley beats LC and Ron Colley didn't beat Mount Vernon. I think it was only by like 10 or something like that. And then, we beat Mount Vernon pretty bad. But then again, we got beat by Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just, I think it's just, there's a lot of good talent in girls basketball right now in the state of Indiana. I think it's a special time to be a part of it. We just got to keep doing our part to get better each day and see if we can put ourselves in a position to do something special down the road.
Well, that'll wrap it up for this interview, Coach. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this segment of ASN's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joined along me is
Clark Emily.
I'm glad to be with you here, Clark. How's your day been so far?
It's been great, Liam. How about you?
It's awesome. Now that I get to talk with you now, it's even better. So we'll get straight into the questions here. before the actual questions, can we know a little bit about yourself? Obviously, you went to homeschool before, but how has public school been?
It's been great. A total different environment from homeschool. I mean, homeschool, we have like 10 kids we see a day, and here I'm seeing hundreds of kids a day. But I did have a little bit of experience up until third grade. I was in public school, so I knew a couple of guys, so that made it better coming in.
Yeah, and obviously this is the first time you've been in a public basketball school environment, and the summer basketball workouts were your first taste of it. How were the summer basketball workouts, and how did you feel about the season?
All the guys, they're really welcoming. I was definitely nervous going into it, first look at public school, but everybody was super just welcoming, and they all, as soon as I got there, they all introduced themselves. They're great guys to be with. Perfect group. Couldn't ask for much better.
Yeah, and a little bit of fun fact that most of you guys know, Clark started playing basketball in the eighth grade, and I asked him before. He said somewhere around there. So fact was true. Right about eighth grade is when Clark started. How does it feel to be performing at the level you are?
Definitely when I started playing basketball, I would have never thought I would have been here. I couldn't hit a shot for anything, but my younger self would have loved to see me where I am right now. So
far this season, you guys are 4-0, and obviously you led the team in scoring against LaPel. How has this season been so far for you and for the team?
I feel like it's been going great. Our energy was amazing. The LaPel game was a lot closer than we thought it would be. Gave us a little scare there for a little bit. But I feel like our best game we've played is definitely Westfield. So we're hoping to get some more good games. Looking forward to Mount Vernon this Friday.
Yeah, so on the year, you're averaging 9.8 points a game. Let's just round that up to 10. You're averaging 10 points a game along with 5.5 rebounds, and you're shooting 83.3% from the field. You're third on the team in points per game, second on the team in rebounds, first on the team in field goal percentage. How does practice look like to get you prepared to be able to do that stuff?
Coach keeps our practice intense, which is amazing, because as soon as we get lazy, we start underperforming. And coaches keep it. He stays honest at practice. But really, other than that, it's just an energy level at practice has to stay up, or else everything goes down.
Yeah, so going back to that LaPel game, it was probably the greatest game you've ever played from the times I've seen you play. 20 points, 13 rebounds to go along with a block. Most people don't even accomplish that. Even like high recruited players don't get 20 points, 13 rebounds unless they're really, really good. How do you feel that your teammates are able to trust you enough to be able to go out there and do the stuff that you do?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I didn't create most of my shots. I have to give props to my point guards out there throwing dimes to me and me finding me wherever I am on the court and just getting me those easy 2 points. So I can't take credit for it all, but the rebounding is just hustle.
Yeah, and so you're 6'5", and you're still quite undersized on this team with multiple 6'6", 6'8". How hard is it to compete with your fellow centers in practice?
Oh, it's tough. We have James out there. James at 6'8". He's a beast down there in the paint. I'm getting blocked like every time I go up at practice, so I just have to learn from that, and that makes it easier when I play undersized guys in game.
And so to kind of go back earlier in the year, obviously you guys played Anderson, which was a bruiser game. You had 4.6 rebounds and a steal. Obviously, first public game environment at Anderson is always a struggle. How does it feel to know that you got that through and now there's probably not going to be much games like that moving forward?
Yeah, going into that game, I was definitely nervous, but I was also super excited to get the season started off. So, and winning that game helped it all. So that kind of sparked our 4-0 run. So I don't think we're going to have much tougher of a game than that first one.
Yeah, so in another big game environment, I would say LaPel's environment was better than the Westfield environment. But I would say at the very end, like Westfield was up there. But throughout the whole game, the game versus LaPel was such a big environment at home. Going into that game, walking to the gym, the crowd is packed. Were you expecting that type of performance out of yourself?
I honestly was not expecting that from me. I was expecting just 10 points at most. That's definitely the best I've played in a while. But now that I know I can do it, hoping to start doing it in more games. So,
okay, so obviously 4-0 is the team record. That's the first time Pillins Knights has been 4-0 in such a long time. The first time they were 3-0 since 2016 after your guys' win against Westfield. Then you guys beat LaPel to move to 4-0. And now you guys have Mount Vernon versus Luke Ertl and Max Vies, the dynamic duo over there at Mount Vernon. But Pillins Knights has Cooper Sims and Clark Emily, or Hayden Fox and Clark Emily, or anyone in Clark Emily right now. How does it feel, especially in these practices? I know you haven't practiced, kind of relaxing a little bit, kind of getting back into the groove of things. How does it feel knowing in practice you guys are going to have to be able to compete against a really good Mount Vernon team?
We're definitely trying to prepare as much as we can. I mean, Luke and Max, they're both high-level basketball players, so it's going to be a battle out there. But we're going to have the energy, the home crowd advantage, looking to hopefully get it packed out in the gym. But I think as long as we play our game, we should handle them fine.
And outside of these practices, I know you have some training with M14 Hoops, I'm pretty sure. And you were one of the co-players of the week. How does that feel being nominated for one of those?
Feels great. I've been training with them for about 2 years now. First time being up that high, and it's just amazing. I mean, that's a big accomplishment for them. So I'm just glad to have them as trainers.
And I know the training is also probably really hard compared to these practices, though. Like, at the beginning of the practices, you guys have, like, one-on-one training, like, training with all the centers and stuff. How does that training help you boost your confidence in the five-on-five style gameplay?
They keep everything game speed, so that's definitely what helps the most. But they'll also, if you need to, they'll break it down to you and let you know what you're doing wrong. They're not afraid to call you out and let you know what you're doing wrong.
All right. Well, that will be all the time that we have for you here, Clark. Thank you for joining me for this interview, and always good luck on the rest of the season for you and the guys. And on that note, we will get you guys right back to the rest of the ASN's Coach Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Max Heineman. My co-host is Liam Davis. We have some more sports to talk about. Girls varsity swimming has a meet tomorrow at New Pal. Same with the boys. I don't know a whole lot about swimming, but I have heard that they're pretty good, along with our both of our wrestling teams. Our boys basketball team has a game. Our JV team has a game at home against Gurn Catholic. The girls wrestling has a meet against Alexandria Monroe High School at Alexandria. Boys JV wrestling has a meet at Alexandria. The boys varsity team has boys basketball varsity team has a game against Gurn Catholic at home. And on Thursday, boys are at Anderson for swimming. And so, busy week on finals week for PHS athletics.
Yeah.
You want to dive a little deeper into that, Liam?
Yeah, obviously, good luck to girls swimming and diving, boys swimming and diving, girls wrestling, boys wrestling. Good luck to them. Busy week for them. Busy week for everybody, especially with finals. Today was a two-hour delay, so most people don't have enough time, didn't get the 50 minutes in class to study fully, so that would mean more time studying at home. But to dive into a little deeper about the boys' basketball, girls' basketball, and about, I don't know, less than an, or like right at about an hour, hour and a half, we will go live at Fishers. The girls take on Fishers at their home turf. And then on Saturday, they travel to North Central, and they'll play at 2:30. Good luck to them. Fisher's always a tough team to play against. Same with North Central. But this Bill tonight's Lady Arabians is on a four-game win streak, and they've been looking pretty good.
Yeah, and me and Zion, will, Paul Mary will be on that game tonight against Fishers at Fishers. Yeah, like you said, the girls are on a hot streak coming off that game against Delta where it was very physical. I'm sure some of them are banged up a little bit, but, you know, that's what sports are all about. You got to come back and, you know, play stronger and, you know, fight. And I feel like that's what this girls team can do. You know, they play for one another, and, you know, that's what it's like to be an Arabian.
Yeah, and then we'll go over to the boys team real quick. They take on Garen Catholic, as you mentioned, tomorrow at home, 7:30. If you can't make it to the game, we'll also be live broadcasting that game. And then on Saturday, they will travel to Lebanon. They'll play that game at 7:30. And then this Saturday after that, they travel to Bishop Chatard, and they play at 12. The JV team plays really early. Their game starts at 10:30, I believe. And since we're not going to be doing, like, any of these coaches shows over winter break, the girls play Yorktown at home December 23rd. And then they go to Warsaw and play in a Warsaw holiday tournament. And I believe we'll have a coaches show before this, but January 10th, the girls play Jay County at home. And the boys, they host Zionsville on January 3rd. And they host Liberty Christian on January 9th.
Yeah, the January 2nd, January 3rd are Warsaw holiday tournaments. Since you're a manager on the team, you know, can you dive a little bit deeper into that real quick?
Well, I'm a manager on the boys team.
Oh, that's what I'm
that's for.
Oh, this
that's
is
for girls.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But Warsaw is always a tough team, and teams up north are always tough teams to play against.
Yeah, you know, that the girls team, like I've said, are very tough, and, you know, playing back-to-back days at tournaments can, you know, put a strain on your body a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys team coming off the loss against Mount Vernon, you're in the locker room, Liam. What are the, like, what is the message to the boys? You know, they knew coming into this game it was going to be a tough game, and, you know, playing against a guy like Luke Ertl.
Yeah, so Mount Vernon did a great job to scout us, obviously. Coach Rhodes, he's been doing a really good job in practice to try to switch things up, get some more plays in there. But Mount Vernon did a good job to just read everything. But Coach Rhodes was like, you know, you got to leave this one in the past. Mount Vernon's a great team. Obviously, we wanted a different storyline to this game, but there's a point where the body language has to get better, like during the games, like in the locker room and stuff. But you got to let this loss go past you. The win in March is going to mean a lot more than a win in December, especially against Mount Vernon. That win in March is going to be huge if we meet them in sectionals, which sectional championship, hopeful that we'll see them. But yeah, you got to leave that one in the past and just move forward.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team twice, and I'm sure the Arabians are going to come back and fight harder. But the score doesn't tell the whole story. It was a closer game than that. all the way down to the wire, and then they just shot a bunch of free throws after some fouls, and they kind of got a little bit of a lead. But that's about all the time we have. Thank you, Liam, for joining me. Yep. You guys were listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. See you guys later.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.